From Fremont to San Francisco, from Oakland and Berkeley to Lake and Napa counties, and streaming worldwide. Live from the heart of wine country, it's The Drive with Steve Jackson on 1350 AM KSRO.
And FM 103.5, of course. I'm very excited about talking to our next guest. We've been hoping to get him on for quite a while. I'm a big fan, and he's a comedy writer, a novelist for years. He was David Letterman's right-hand man and writer for Letterman. And last time we were in New York, we were at the Ed Sullivan Theater, and I noticed that he was a guy standing just off stage, and then every commercial break he would go up to the desk and talk to Dave. And he's been on the show because he's a novelist. His latest novel is called Shrink Thyself. Great comedy writer. I'm really honored to have Mr. Bill Scheft with us. Bill, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Well, thanks for, you know, I kept looking around to see who you were talking about because it was so glowing. I appreciate it.
Well, I have been a fan for a long time. I love your novels and the stuff. Your work on Letterman's show was just amazing as a writer and also as a guest. And what were you guys like? You know, we were there a few years ago. We were right in the front part of the balcony. We actually had VIP seats, and I'm wondering. We were both talking. Mike and I, my producer was with me, and afterwards, we were wondering what you guys were talking about, if it had to do with the show, because you were there every commercial break talking
right
to Dave.
Well, you know, it's funny because I describe my job back then as that I was more of Dave's cut man,
right,
that I would sort of jump in between rounds, and basically I would just try to keep him loose during his own show, try to entertain him during his own show. So we very rarely would talk about the show. Mostly, you know, I would remind him of old bits of his or other comics, or we would, you know, we just, if I told you what we talked about, you just wouldn't believe it. I mean, it would be that, you know, what was that? You know, what was the restaurant that in L.A. that that Marlon Brando and Orson Welles used to eat at? And, you know, and we would spend the whole, you know, what was it? Was it this? Was it that? And then all of a sudden, just as I was walking away, I remember it was Ma Maison, and I would run back and tell him just as the man was. But it would always be something. Like, it would always be a conversation that only the two of us could have.
Yeah,
because we have so many of the same reference points. You know, the fact that I was a comic for 13 years, and
right,
and we knew a lot of the same people, and just like that, it was not this kind of urgent thing that it looked like. I have a lot of friends of mine who would come to the show, and they could just see me. They couldn't hear me, and it, from where they sat, like where you sat, it would look like I was yelling at him, or it would look like, as somebody said, it would look like that he worked for me, and it was just me being sort of demonstrative or just trying to entertain him, that's all. And then him trying to entertain, that's all we would do. I just tried to keep him loose. And we rarely talked about the show.
You know, I do remember watching you talking to him during the break and him smiling or laughing. So I had a feeling it wasn't like, okay, here's what we're doing and when we come back from the break and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
right. And basically, I enabled the people that were actually working on the show to go about their jobs
mm-hmm.
unfettered, you know, because
right.
I was sort of keeping him
busy
and busy and loose. And I remember one time, I think this only happened once, where I reminded him of something right before we went back on the air, and he really couldn't stop laughing. And it was, and I never thought he would tell the audience what he was laughing at. I thought that he would tell the band to stop and then just sort of restart it again, which we would do from time to time.
Yeah.
And he actually told the audience what I had reminded him of. And the story was, it was the only time that he ever called a phone sex line. He told me the story. He calls the phone sex line, and he immediately sort of realizes how ridiculous it is, what he's doing. So the woman says to him, okay, so first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rub oil all over. over your body. And he says, well, what kind of oil? And the girl says, I don't know, like olive oil? And he says, well, I'm allergic to olive oil. So it was 10 minutes of the girl saying, well, what about peanut oil? No, I'm allergic to it. And that was the whole call.
That sounds like Letterman for some reason, yeah.
Isn't that great? And I never thought he would tell the audience that, and he did. But that's what made him him.